home for the 80s, 90s, and more. WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1 Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire. Streaming live on the free Civic Media app. CFW. And more. 105.7.
Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley. We're your first choice for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Show me where to look.
80s, 90s, and more. We're your place for fun music. 105.7 CFW. McKay is back. Wake up with Mike McKay in the morning every weekday morning from 6 till 10 on CFW. Mike has your news and weather every hour and everything you need to know about the fun things happening throughout Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley. Plus, Mike announces your birthday and anniversary shout-outs every morning at 8:15. Send them in through our Facebook or text us. It's easy to do with our free Civic Media app.
Listen in the morning and it'll keep you smiling all day.
Mike McKay in the morning on 105.7 CFW.
CFW, we built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. Built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
Say you don't know me. Recognize my face. Say you don't care who goes to that kind of place. Knee deep in the hoopla,
your fight. Too many runaways eating up the night. Marconi plays the bamba. Listen to the radio. Don't you remember? We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. Someone always playing corporation games. Who cares? They're always changing corporation names. We just want to dance here. Someone stole the stage. They call us irresponsible. Write us off the page.
Saturday, and I'm seeing that bumper to bumper traffic.
Don't you remember?
It's your favorite radio station in your favorite radio city, the city by the bay, the city that rocks, the city that never
sleeps.
CFW.
Ooh, yeah. You might been hurt, babe. That ain't no lie. Seen them all come and go. That it made you believe in no man. There comes a day when I'll be the one you see. It's gonna be me.
All that I do is not enough for you. I don't wanna lose it, but I'm not like that. When finally you get to love, guess what? Every little thing I do never seems enough for you. You don't wanna lose it again.
90s, and more.
All weekend long.
I can't quit listening.
This is 105.7 CFW.
There used to be a gray and tower alone on the sea. Dark side of me. Love remains a drug that's the high and not the pill. But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become large and the light that you shine can't be seen? Baby, I can pay you to a kiss from a rose on the grave. A man can tell you so much he can say. You remain my power, my pleasure, my pain, baby. To me, you're like a grown addiction that I can't deny. Won't you tell me, is that healthy, baby? Did you know that when it snows, my eyes become large and the light that you shine can't be seen? So much a man can tell me, so much he can say. You remain my power, my pleasure, my pain. To me, you're like a grown addiction that I can't deny. Now, won't you tell me, is that healthy, baby? But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become large and the light that you shine can't be seen?
Would be nice if I could touch your body.
Because I gotta have faith. I gotta have faith. Because I gotta have faith.
'80s, '90s, and more place in cyberspace. Download the Civic Media app. Look for CFW and stream us anywhere, anytime.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. Cleta Mitchell, a 2020 Trump election lawyer who later pushed so-called election integrity laws in states around the U.S., is now calling for all U.S. Department of Justice voting rights and civil rights lawyers to be fired. Mitchell served in Trump's team of lawyers trying to overthrow the results of the 2020 election. Since then, her Election Integrity Network group helped state legislatures make it harder to vote by mail and to register and vote on Election Day. She also called for states to leave ERIC, the Interstate Electronic Registration Information Center, because of a conspiracy theory that it was run by George Soros. And most recently, she championed Trump's debunked claims of widespread voting by undocumented immigrants. November 13th, the same day Representative Matt Gaetz was nominated for U.S. Attorney General by President-elect Trump, Mitchell wrote in a social media post, quote, "Every lawyer in the voting section and likely the Civil Rights Division needs to be terminated. They are not supportive of President Trump or MAGA. There has to be a reckoning. These are left-wing activists who have come from and should return to their left-wing organizations," unquote. It's unclear whether Mitchell's influence is enough to dismantle the DOJ's voting rights and civil rights units, but it's indicative of the voting rights challenges ahead. We have more on Mitchell and her so-called election integrity projects at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Justice has announced that Wisconsin ranked first in the country for collecting unwanted medications on Drug Take Back Weekend. According to a press release, over 55,000 pounds of unused or unwanted medications were collected this fall, with Texas ranking second with over 48,000 pounds. In total, Wisconsin ranks third for most pounds of medication collected all time, with just over 1.3 million pounds. Officials are also reminding residents that there are over 500 permanent drug disposal boxes across the state. Beginning in 2025, Wisconsin residents who own or lease an electric vehicle charging station may see an extra charging tax. Many residents who own, lease, manage, or otherwise operate an electric vehicle charging station will need to register with the Wisconsin Department of Revenue before using the charging station. The registration can be completed using the online business tax registration tool on the Department of Revenue's website. The excise tax registration requirement will not apply to residential electric vehicle charging stations. One person was killed and another injured in a two-vehicle crash in Eau Claire on Thursday. According to the Eau Claire Police Department, the crash occurred at the intersection of Folsom Street and North Claremont Avenue at around 1 p.m. Their initial investigation found that a truck was driving on North Claremont Avenue when an SUV attempted to make a left turn onto Folsom Street and was struck by the truck. The 74-year-old driver of the SUV was taken to the hospital but later died. The passenger in the SUV was also hospitalized. The Eau Claire Police Department has received a new vehicle thanks to the Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation. According to law enforcement officials, the department received a new utility terrain vehicle to help respond to calls in difficult-to-reach areas and manage large crowds at concerts or parades. Previously, those call responses or large events would only see foot patrols. The grant funding from the foundation provided over $30,000 for the UTV. The Firehouse Subs Foundation donated to law enforcement agencies across the country. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Quite a bit of sunshine around the area for today. Gusty west winds up around 25 miles per hour as highs top out in the lower 50s. For tonight, mostly clear, lower 30s. Monday, look for increasing clouds and showers developing, highs in the low to mid 50s.
Currently 46 degrees.
CFW.
Smile.
90s and more.
Five seven CFW.
Now
identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
A Civic Media radio station.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
CFW.
Chippewa Valley.